Birthdays to tell you about, locally at least anyway, but if you are having birthdays, still let us know, and we might be able to sort of wish you a happy birthday or an anniversary or any sort of, maybe wash the cat or something, let us know about it. 4960 1143 is that number to call if you do want to let us know about that anyway. Alrighty. Now, as we mentioned in the news and also just throughout the morning, that it's a free, fare-free day today for commuters as bus drivers are taking industrial action because the New South Wales government is still refusing to provide workers with information about the privatisation of Newcastle buses and what it means for their jobs. Now, drivers are taking further industrial action today. Last week, the drivers wore Hawaiian shirts instead of their STA uniforms, and today passengers will be greeted by drivers in plain clothes and will not be asked to pay for their ticket or tap their Opel card or anything like that. And on the phone I've got Chris Preston, who's the Divisional Secretary for the Rail, Train and Bus Industry. Good morning, Chris.
Yeah, good morning, Dave. And I just want to also let you know it's the Newcastle Buses and Ferry that are doing this action today, so there'll be no fares on the ferry and there'll be greeted people out of uniform as well.
So it's the ferries as well. Excellent.
It's the ferries as well, yeah. And what the problem is, Dave, is that in government sectors where they've been forced, and they are being forced to go from public to private, there's been a transitional package which consists of a range of things, but, you know, and one of them is a guaranteed job employment for an amount of time. This government has told us last Tuesday that they're not going to get the same package that other government entities have enjoyed. Most recently, the Newcastle Ports, they received it, the Sydney Ferries, and the electrical industry received it. But for whatever reason, this government has decided to put a line in the sand and we're going to treat these 360 Newcastle bus and ferry workers as a second-class citizen. You're not getting it, they said.
I wonder why.
Well, I asked the same question. They drew to legislation, but the legislation they drew to was in 2012. There's been these packages put in place since then. And when I raised that with this government representative, she actually said, well, we're not getting it, you're not getting it, they don't deserve it. They were the languages this government worker used about these workforce. It's disgusting.
It is disgusting. I noticed in this press release that came through to us that bus drivers are actually reading the newspaper to find out whether they've got a job or not because the government's just not talking to them at all.
Yeah, ever since they announced in November the 5th that about the light rail up here, that announcement came through the public before it went to the workforce. Then we were in talks with the government and we were, up until April the 5th, and again, they came out in the public and said to the public, we're actually going ahead with it before they told the workforce. This government has been treating these 360 workers and put them in the dark the whole way. It's disgusting. These are Sydney government employees treating Newcastle workers disgracefully.
I mean, I can't help but wonder or think that, you know, as with the you know, closure of the rail line and going to the light rail and all that sort of stuff, they knew exactly what they were going to do, even when they were saying that they were going to do this, this and this, and then when they announced that they were going to change it all and then privatise it and all that. I wonder if it's the same scenario now, which it probably is. They know exactly what they're doing, they're just not telling you.
David, you hit the nail on the head, they're politicians. And they know how to attend a meeting without actually saying nothing. We've been in plenty of meetings prior to, or after November the 5th announcement, and then prior, and after the April 5th announcement, with just nothing being offered. And finally, the government came clean last Tuesday, and as I said, the words that they used, they just don't deserve it. There's a line in the sand, and we're not crossing it, the government said. And unfortunately, we have 360 workers here in Newcastle Bus and Ferries who, you know, are going to be treated like second-class citizens. Well, it's not good enough.
No, and as you say, when they've got bills to pay, mortgages to pay, you know, you want to know where your future is.
Mate, I've had employees tell me that in the middle of trying to get a bank loan, and the banks are saying, oh, I knew there's problems with you at work.
Yeah.
Now, that's the sort of uncertainty that the workers are facing, and it's just not good enough. If other government industries have received these packages, so to deserve the Newcastle Bus and Ferry.
Well, I think what you're doing is very clever insofar as you're hitting them where it hurts, and that's the pocket, instead of like doing like a strike action as far as no services. I think it's better doing what you're doing as far as, yeah.
Well, yeah, the workers are being soft on their approach, if you like to call it, I'll call it that way.
Mm.
But the government aren't happy. They've already rang me up this morning and told me they're going to pull us into the commission.
Mm.
Well, you know, and they say, what's the problem? this is, I just can't believe their language. And I said, well, look, the workforce here know what they're doing. They're sick of being treated like second-class citizens. Your representative said to us last Tuesday, they don't deserve it. They were her words. And when we told the workforce that, obviously, today is a step in a reaction. Mm. And I've got to say, Dave, I don't know where this is going to end up.
Well, watch this space. But anyway, so today, if you want to travel on the buses or the ferries, it's absolutely free.
All right. Thanks, Dave. I appreciate that.
No worries. Keep us informed of how things go, too, if you...
Certainly will.
Good on you. Thanks very much, Chris. All the best. That's Chris Preston, who's the Divisional Secretary for the Rail, Train and Bus Industry. And I think that is the right way. If you're going to protest, do it the way they're doing it, as far as my book's concerned, because otherwise you get the public offside, and we don't want that. And that is, it'd be terrible, wouldn't it? As he said, if they're going for a bank loan, the bank's saying, no, you can't, you know, your job's insecure. You know, it must be a horrible, it would be a horrible feeling not knowing if you're going to have a job in a couple of weeks' time or a month's time or something like that. And you can bet your bottom dollar that they know, the government that is, know what they're going to do, but they're just not saying anything, whether it's because there's a federal election on our doorstep or not, I don't know. But it's just not fair. It's not fair, and that's the thing. You know, we're supposed to trust politicians, but they wonder why people are cynical these days. They really, really do. Well, here's a good example of it, I reckon. So good on you guys, and so there you go. Take advantage of it. Go for a ferry ride, go for a bus ride, and it won't cost you a cent today. Go and take full advantage of it. Alrighty, it is 13 minutes away from 8 o'clock, and that means...
2HD's Secret Sound.
Yes, your chance to win. Oh, this is an amazing amount of money. Quite a nice bit amount of money, actually. 1,700 and...